podcast. Thanks. Hopefully you'll be back again. I mean, we've only got a couple more shows left, but hopefully we'll see you on the podcast again.
We'll see. Nice diversion there. Anyway, thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. To everyone listening, hope you have a good night. We'll see you next week. This has been Plugged in My Ears.
The Dan School of Drama and Music presents George Orwell's Animal Farm, a sharp political allegory that traces the rise and fall of a revolutionary ideal, exploring how the pursuit of equality, self-governance, and collective freedom become manipulated and corrupted by the lure of power. This new adaptation by Dr. Craig Walker, premiering at the Dan School of Drama and Music and featuring Queen's University students, foregrounds the enduring relevance of Orwell's warning about authority, propaganda, and the fragile nature of democratic ideals. The show runs from March 5th to 15th with 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. show options. March 5th is a Pay What You Can preview, and March 4th at 2 p.m. is a relaxed performance. Tickets can be purchased at showpass.com/dsdm-animal-farm.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly? My friend is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all of the time I had the chance to. Lover, I don't think I'll risk another these days. These days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just 'cause I've been losing so long. Scheming, I don't do all that dreaming these days. These days I sit on cornerstones, count the time in quarter tones to ten. Don't confront me with my failures, I've not forgotten them.
You're listening to CFRC at 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and this is Happy Town, broadcasting an hour of roots music every Thursday night from 6 to 7. And tonight we've got some classics. I've been going through some vinyl that I got. I got some vinyl from a friend who was getting rid of the collection or some of the collection. And there's some really great stuff in here. So I played you a hit at the beginning with from the folk milieu. It's quite a hit. Blowing in the Wind from Peter, Paul, and Mary, that cover of Bob Dylan's song. I think he wrote that song in 1962. And it's become one of the real anthems of folk music. It certainly in the 60s it was, and I still like to hear it now and again. So that's Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind with Peter, Paul, and Mary. And then we had Tom Rush doing These Days, a song written by Jackson Browne. Jackson Browne wrote that song when he was just about 17, I think, and there's a lot of nice versions out there. And I also enjoy that one as well as the original, and a nice version by Nico, which I've played on the show a few times for sure. I also like this one from Tom Rush, These Days. And then we had one from Peter, Paul, and Mary, another Bob Dylan song. And that was Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. So right now I'm just going to play you a couple of quick promos here, and we'll have another set of music, starting off with some Joni Mitchell. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats, but where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Boehner's LeClaire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Boehner's with Claire. Go stream Boehner's with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Set me free. your sweater. Wanna write you a love letter. Wanna make you feel better. Wanna make you feel
doing. The best one is that I'm having a vacation. And I have not really had a vacation in about 10 years, so I decided to do it musically. Seems like only yesterday I left my mind behind, down the gypsy cafe with a friend of a friend of mine. Sat with baby heavy on her knee, spoke of life most free from slavery, with eyes that showed no trace of misery. Phrase in connection first was she occurred that love is just a four-letter word. The break a dee-dee-dee-dee. Me, I kept my mouth shut to you. I had no words to say. My experience was limited and underfed. You were rapping while I hid to the one who was the father of your kid. You probably didn't think I did. To the core, though I tried and failed at finding any door, I must have thought that there was nothing more absurd than love is just a four-letter word. Strange it is to be beside you many years of tables turned. And it is very, very weird indeed to hear words like forever fleets of ships run through my mind I cannot cheat. It's like looking in a teacher's face complete. I can say nothing to you but repeat what I heard, that love is just a four-letter word.
Years ago, heading straight for a fall. Keeping things vague, 'cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly, and if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already
one called Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez, written about Bob Dylan, and I think that's Joan Baez's most famous original song. And before that, we had Joan again doing one written by her friend Bob Dylan. That was one called Love is Just a Four-Letter Word. And before that, we had Joni Mitchell with a song entitled All I Want, which comes from the album Blue. And now we'll have one from Gordon Lightfoot, who Bob Dylan named as his favorite songwriter at one point or another, and that's quite a special thing to have said about you, I would say. So Gordon Lightfoot, a Canadian songwriter from Orillia, Ontario. I got a song here off his album Sit Down, Young Stranger. And this is going to be the title track, which is a track in the spirit of Bob Dylan, I think. It was a Vietnam War era song, and it kind of goes alongside our first song of the show, Blowing in the Wind. This is called Sit Down, Young Stranger, from the legendary Gordon Lightfoot.
I'm standing at the door with my head bound in my hands, not knowing where to sit, not knowing where I stand. My father looms above me, for him there is no rest. My mother's arms enfold me and hold me to her breast.
They say you've been out a-wandering, they say you've traveled far. Sit down, young stranger, and tell us who you are. The room has all gone misty, my thoughts are all in spin. Sit down, young stranger, and tell us where you've been. Well, I've been up to the mountain, I've walked down by the sea. I never questioned no one, and no one questioned me. My love was given freely, and oft-times was returned. I never came to borrow, I only came to learn. Sometimes it did get lonely, but it taught me how to cry. And laughter came too easy for life to pass me by. And I never had a dollar that I didn't earn with pride. 'Cause I had a million daydreams to keep me satisfied. And will you gather daydreams, or will you gather wealth? How can you find your fortune when you cannot find yourself? My mother's eyes grow misty, there's a trembling in her hand. Sit down, young stranger, I do not understand. And will you try and tell us you've been too long at school? That knowledge is not needed, that power does not rule. That war is not the answer, that young men should not die. Sit down, young stranger, I wait for your reply. The answer is not easy, for souls are not reborn. To wear the crown of peace, you must wear the crown of thorns. If Jesus had a reason, I'm sure he would not tell. They treated him so badly, how could he wish them well? The parlor now is empty, there's nothing left to say. My father has departed, my mother's gone to pray. There's rockets in the meadows and ships out on the sea. The answer's in the forest, carved upon a tree. John loves Mary, does anyone love me?
Fears are gone. But then the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn, of changes. Passions will part to a strange melody, as fires will sometimes burn cold like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls, of changes. Your tears will be trembling now we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine we will pour, I'll kiss you one more time and leave you on the rolling river shore of changes.
One from Bob Dylan from 1976. The album is live, called Hard Rain. That's called Maggie's Farm. And before that, we had one from Ian and Sylvia doing a song of Phil Oakes called Changes. And then we had Gordon Lightfoot with Sit Down Young Stranger to start off that set of three. And now we're going to have a few words about some great shows here at CFRC to check out. So have a listen to these, and we'll be right back with another song from Ian and Sylvia after these messages.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
What show do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better?
Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
And check out CFRC.ca for lots more information about all the programs that we got going on here at CFRC around the clock. Now I'm going to play you one from Ian and Sylvia. This one is called Darcy Farrow, which sounds like kind of an Irish song. Maybe a good chance for me to mention to you that I will be playing two Irish-themed concerts with Turpin's Trail coming up on the 13th and 14th. So Friday the 13th at 7 p.m. and Saturday the 14th at 2 p.m. at 185 South Street, Ontario, or South Street, Gananoque, Ontario. That is the Fire Hall Theater. Check it out. It'd be great to see you there. And you can call 613-382-7020 to book at the Thousand Islands Playhouse box office. That's 613-382-7020.
Where the walker runs down to the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she, and the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range, her voice was sweet as the sugar. Thank you.
She looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this day, we've been living our way. Here is the reason why. We blew up the TV, threw away the paper, went to the country, built us a home.
He was counting. I first produced me pistol, and I then produced me rapier. Take stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the doodle-da. Where fall the daddy-o? Where fall the daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering the doodle-da. Wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. I went unto my chamber all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charging, and she filled him up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering the doodle-da. Wife fall the daddy-o, wife fall the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. 'Twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel. Up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering the doodle-da. Wife fall the daddy-o, wife fall the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Now there's some take the light in the carriages a-rolling, and others take the light in the Harley and the bowling. But I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mushering the doodle-da. Wipe fall the daddy-o, wipe fall the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, fight as me brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than me own me sporting Jenny. Washering doodle doodle da, white fall the daddy o, white fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Washering doodle doodle da, white fall the daddy o, white fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
And there's one from the Dubliners. It's a rowdy song called Whiskey in the Jar. And before that, we had a number from John Denver doing a song of John Prine's called Spanish Pipe Dream. John Denver calls it Blow Up Your TV in brackets Spanish Pipe Dream on the record. But I think John Prine released it originally as Spanish Pipe Dream, a song about going back to the land or to the land for the first time or whatever, going out to the country, it says. Then we've got, where we started that set, sorry, with one from Steve Gillette, and it's one called Darcy Farrow, which kind of sounds like an old Irish ballad, but written when Steve was 21. Born in Pensacola, Florida, he wrote that song at just 21 years old and got covered by a number of artists, including John Denver and that nice version from Ian and Sylvia. So we got a few quick PSAs here, and then I'll give you a couple songs to finish off the set. Thank you all for sticking around to listen to these old hits from the 60s and 70s. We'll be right back with you in a minute.
Sound of 100 children playing without a care in the world. Except for 12 of them. Because 12 of every 100 children live in poverty and are probably hungry. Let's make sure food banks are full for anyone who needs them. Just $16 donated to Feed Ontario can provide lunches for a hungry child for 1 month. Learn how you can help at feedontariotogether.ca.
Do you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else you got going on.
Malvina was one of the first songwriters who really started pulling things together. She showed that whether your concern is for the ecology of the world or the problems of high prices or problems of sexism or racism, that they're all different sides of one big problem that we're either going to solve or it's going to solve us.
No matter what age or what your particular ability happens to be, if you just get in there and use what you have, your life will be richer, more exciting, more meaningful. If you throw what you have into this great cauldron of first-class soup that's going on.
I don't know if this is the right story or not, but I've told it. She and Bud were driving in a suburb of San Francisco, and she looks up on the hillside, and she says, "Bud, take the wheel. I feel a song coming on."
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini martini is dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes, and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business, and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one, and a green one, and a blue one, and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. You've hit bottom. Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no. There's a bottom below. There's a low below, the low you know. You can't imagine how far you can go. Hit bottom. Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no. There's a bottom below. Every once in a while you rise and go, but that's only so they can let you go. You've hit bottom. Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no. There's a bottom below. You sit at the party and watch the fun. It don't touch you none, 'cause you're off and gone down. Think you've hit bottom? Do you think you've hit bottom? Oh no, there's a bottom below. There's a nightmare kind where you fall and fall, and you wake to find you haven't been dreaming at all. Do you think you've hit bottom? You think you've hit bottom? Oh no, there's a bottom below. There's a low below, the low you know. You can't imagine how far you can go down.
And there's one from Malvina Reynolds, actually two. You just had one called There's a Bottom Below, and before that, the famous one, most famous one, Little Boxes, with an introduction by Pete Seeger. And we're going to finish off here with one from Liam Clancy and Tommy from that legendary Irish duo. Hope to see you next week, and we'll play some Irish music next week, as that is the show right before the weekend that is right before St. Patrick's Day, which is Tuesday, the 17th. So we'll see you in a little bit. Everybody have a great rest of your evening.
Wintry breeze blowing through the the budding trees, and I button up my coat to keep me warm. But the days are on the mend, and I'm on the road again, with my fiddle snuggled close beneath my arm. I've a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I'm as happy as a king when I catch a breath of spring, and the grass is turning green as winter ends, and the geese are on the wing, and the thrushes start to sing, and I'm headed down the road to see my friends. I've a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have a rosin in my pocket for my bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have friends in every town as I ramble up and down, making music at the markets and the fairs, through the donkeys and the wheels, and the farmers making deals, and the yellow-headed tinker selling wares. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. Here's well to one and all, to the big and to the small, to the rich and poor alike, and foe and friend.